SME AI hub. So AI adoption is growing rapidly among SMEs, small and mid-sized enterprises, and it's not just the big corporate players anymore. We're seeing businesses using AI for, you know, marketing campaigns, streamlining customer service, and improving efficiency overall. But here's the catch. While these tools are incredibly powerful, they also bring some complexities, especially when it comes to ethics.
Ethics, that's the key word, isn't it? I think many SMEs are, well, understandably cautious about what adopting AI really entails. So why do you think ethical standards are such a hot topic here?
It's because without ethical practices, AI can easily go, well, off course. For instance, there's the issue of bias. AI doesn't know right from wrong. It's trained on data. And if that data's biased, you'll get skewed or discriminatory outputs. And for small businesses, they often don't have the luxury of large data science teams to, you know, troubleshoot these things.
Right. And that puts them at a disadvantage, of course. I mean, AI bias isn't just a moral issue. It could seriously impact how a business interacts with customers, couldn't it?
Exactly. And even worse, it could damage their reputation. But it's not just bias that's a headache. There's also this thing called AI hallucinations, where the system just makes stuff up completely confidently too. Imagine sending out a customer email with incorrect data or making a bad business decision based on fake insights.
Oh gosh, that sounds like a mess waiting to happen. So how are SMEs kind of tackling these issues without, you know, spending a fortune?
Good question. It's about being smart with resources. For instance, they carefully choose AI tools that disclose their limitations. Transparency from the vendor is key. Then they add layers of human oversight. It's like AI generates output, but a real person verifies it before it goes public.
So they don't treat AI like a magic bullet?
Exactly. That mindset is critical. One small retail business I'm aware of, for example, introduced an AI chatbot for customer inquiries. And here's the smart bit. They made sure that anything tricky was flagged for a human to handle. Wasn't perfect at first, but over time they upskilled their team to better train the tool and monitor its outputs.
And their customers, how did they react?
Positively. The key was transparency. Customers knew they were interacting with AI and could trust that issues would be escalated to a human. It built trust, and that's, you know, priceless for a smaller business trying to compete in today's market.
Got it. So even with challenges like bias, job fears and resource limits, it's all about having the right strategy, isn't it?
Absolutely. With foresight and a clear ethical approach, SMEs can benefit massively from AI without losing sight of what makes their business unique.
So, Steve, with all the talk about strategy and ethics, the HUMAN framework really stands out as a practical guide. Can we dive into that? What's the idea behind it?
Of course, it's really about giving small businesses a roadmap to use AI responsibly without getting overwhelmed. H stands for human oversight. AI is never a standalone decision maker. It needs people steering the ship. That's crucial.
And the U is for upskilling, right?
Exactly. Upskilling the team ensures employees feel empowered, not, you know, obsolete. A low-cost way might be workshop sessions or even online tutorials to build confidence. I've seen SME teams go from wary to, well, embracing AI just by understanding it more. Bye.
That's such a game changer. What about M, mitigate bias and mistakes?
Right. Bias and hallucinations. SMEs can't afford big data teams, but, you know, tools like IBM's AI Fairness 360, they're free and effective for detecting bias. Plus, always review AI-generated content before it reaches customers. It's a great habit to build.
And A, announce and be transparent. I mean, no one likes feeling misled, do they?
No one. Transparency builds trust. If customers or even employees don't understand how AI is being used, skepticism grows. Clear communication, like making it obvious when a chatbot's replying, is, you know, non-negotiable these days.
Finally, N for nurture trust. That's actually kind of my favourite part of the whole framework.
Mine too. Trust takes time to build, but one misstep with AI can undo it. It's all about continually refining processes and showing customers and employees you've got their best interests at heart.
You know, I recently read about a local bakery. they tested an AI tool for recipe optimization but ran into biased suggestions that completely missed cultural preferences. Applying the human framework, they kept human oversight during every test, and get this, they involved the whole team in experiments. It became this, like, collaborative journey.
That's such a brilliant example. When SMEs take small, iterative steps, they can adapt AI to fit their unique needs. The beauty of the HUMAN framework is its flexibility. You don't have to implement everything all at once. Just adapt as you go along.
And when they get it right, it's like AI becomes less of a threat and more, well, a valuable teammate.
Exactly. It's not about replacing the human element. It's about amplifying it through intelligent, ethical systems. That's the sweet spot SMEs should aim for.
You know, when we were discussing transparency and trust in the HUMAN framework, it really struck me just how critical that is for businesses. I mean, the data shows that 85% of consumers actually prefer companies to be upfront about how they're using AI.
Absolutely. And for SMEs, this need for transparency is even more crucial. You know, they're often working within smaller communities where trust carries even more weight. If customers feel misled, even unintentionally, it can really hurt the business.
Right. So what are some ways businesses can, you know, ensure they're being as transparent as possible?
Well, it starts with real-time disclosure. It's as simple as making it clear when a customer is interacting with an AI system, like saying, this chatbot is powered by AI. It's basic, but it makes a huge difference.
And that doesn't just apply to chatbots, does it?
No, not at all. There's also the importance of updating privacy policies and, you know, openly communicating on platforms like your website or newsletters how AI is being used, whether it's processing data or generating responses. Transparency creates this foundation of trust.
And speaking of bridges of trust, there's that fantastic case study from Trust and Will, isn't there? They've really nailed the balance between AI and human oversight.
Yes, exactly. They introduced an AI-driven chatbot called Willy to help clients with basic estate planning questions. But here's the key. They made sure Willy only responded with verified, pre-approved information. And whenever something fell outside that scope, it was immediately flagged for a human to step in. That combination of AI speed with human accuracy was a win-win for them.
I love that approach. It just shows that you don't need to sacrifice human touch when implementing AI. In fact, you can enhance it by being upfront and setting clear guardrails.
Exactly. For SMEs, it's all about transparency and earning that trust over time. Customers feel reassured when they know a company isn't trying to, you know, pass AI off as something it's not. It's about building confidence, not cutting corners.
And when businesses get it right, it sets a standard, right? Trust and transparency become part of their brand identity.
Right, and that's really what the HUMAN framework is all about. Ensuring AI enhances your business without ever undermining what makes it human. SMEs can lead by example here, showing that you don't have to choose between innovation and integrity.
That's a great note to end on. Building trust is an ongoing journey, but with strategies like these, every SME can take their first big step.
Exactly. And that's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to the SME AI Hub, where we empower small and medium-sized businesses to unlock the full potential of AI. Stay curious, remain innovative, and remember, the future is powered by AI, so let's get involved.